It's a real privilege to welcome you to our carol service this evening. My name is Stuart. I'm the pastor of the church, and I'll be starting off the service. I'll be concluding the service as well. But what will happen is once I start the service, once we sing and I pray, the service will just flow through the order. Can I thank everybody who's played a part in making this service possible? Some of you will be up front, but many of you will be firmly tucked behind the scenes. So thank you for all the ways in which you're contributing tonight. Just to clarify, when the words of the carols come on the screen and the music starts, we'll stand to sing. And when the singing's finished, we'll sit and the service will flow that way through. A very special welcome to some of our friends from the International Cafe. Once a week on a Thursday evening, it's an international cafe, it runs across the road, and quite a number are here, and you've agreed very bravely to read for us. Thank you. Please relax, okay? It's not an exam, okay? You're not being inspected. You are amongst friends, and we are very, very glad that you are here this evening. So thank you for playing your part. And as part of our international friends contributing to our service, as the service finishes, I'll pray, and then I'll hand over to Ben. And Ben's going to help us to hear Christmas greetings from around the world. So once I pray, that's not the end of the service. We'll just hand over to Ben, and it will be instructed how to speak different languages and Christmas greetings to each other. And then you can have your mince pies and Christmas treats, okay, after that. Can I just say that during the service as well, one of the items is for the men of the church to sing together Silent Night. That's up here, not down there. Okay? It's not a performance. Nobody has practiced. Okay? And there is no obligation. So if you are more comfortable staying where you are, gentlemen, that's fine. If you're happy to come up and sing with us, wonderful. Please feel free to do that. If this is your first time in the church building, you're still welcome to come up to the front, okay? And we'll sing that through. I think that's all I have to say, except just two things for you to take away today. One is a Christmas card from the church. Please take that. We see that with our love and greetings. And hopefully, as you receive that, and you'll receive really sort of the impact of our prayers for you, that God would be with you over Christmas and grant you his blessing and his rest and his peace through Jesus Christ, the Saviour. And the other leaflet that can be brought, can you see that at all? It's a little red leaflet. There are a number on the servery. Thank you. Can you see that now? A little red booklet entitled Good News, Great Joy. And they're free to take. And they just explain something of the wonder of Christmas and the reason why we as Christians make such a fuss at this time because of the Lord Jesus. So I commend that to you. Please feel free to take that. I think that's all I have to say. Let me pray, and then I'll read, and then we'll sing. Let's come to God in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this season of Christmas. We thank you that you have kept us since last year, and we thank you for your faithfulness to us. Lord, as we take part in various ways this evening, whether from the front or from our seats, we pray that as we sing and hear the Christmas story read, that you would help us. You would remind us, you would show us for the first time or again just how special your rescue through Jesus Christ is. We pray that familiar stories and familiar carols will strike us with a new power and fresh impetus. We pray then for your Holy Spirit to be with us and help us in this. We want to sing in a way that honours you. We want to receive your word in a way that honours you. Would you help us to do that well, we pray. Amen. Let me read for us our first reading of this evening. The angel Gabriel visits Mary. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favoured one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who is called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Joseph is told that Mary's child is Emmanuel. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Amen. Jesus is born in Bethlehem. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was the governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each from his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
In the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is a Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to the God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see these things that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Oh. Wise men are led by the stars to Jesus. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east come to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, and assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means last among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'"
Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
Simeon and Anna testify to God's salvation. And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, when the parents brought him the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin. And then as a widow, until she was 84, she did not depart from the temple, worshipping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem.
Thank you. John explains that Jesus is God revealed. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Take a few minutes of your time to help you, hopefully, help us think together. Can I say thank you to all those who have taken part? We have heard every word, and you've read so clearly and so helpfully. Thank you, and for the singing group as well. Much appreciated. This week, a young boy hit the headlines. 3-year-old Stephen Snowden was in some of the newspapers this week. His dad and he were at home. His mum's out shopping. His dad has a seizure, and in that seizure, he loses consciousness. Stephen, remember, 3 years old, knows his dad needs help. So he gets himself out the front door. he grabs his Paw Patrol push-along truck and he starts to ride on the local A road. Not on the pavement, but on the road. What's he doing? Well, just like Paw Patrol, he's going to get help. The problem is that by this stage, Stefan is the one who needs help. Cars swerve in disbelief until a van driver blocks the road so that the cars have to stop. And then a lady gets Stefan off the road and try to find out what the story is. The story, he tells them, is Daddy is poorly. Eventually, help gets to Dad. And by the time we read the newspaper articles, Dad is well, Stefan is safe, and his parents couldn't be any prouder or more relieved. And the readers of the article are thankful that it didn't end in disaster. At first glance, the Christmas story sounds a little bit like that one. God sending help by a baby. What's he thinking of? The baby is vulnerable. He's entrusted to a humble couple with no proven track record of parenting. And there's a mighty ruler who's out to kill. What is God thinking of? Actually, it's a genius plan. It's as glorious as it is unique. Let me tell you about it. I'm going to take just a few minutes. In this story of rescue, the Maker becomes a man. He comes a man to sort out the mess that his creation has made. The one who made, numbered, and named the stars was pointed out by one of them when he was just a child. He who made everything that was made joined in. The Creator becomes a creature. How? Mystery. One of the hymn writers puts it like this: our God contracted to a span, incomprehensibly made man. We will never understand how it's done, but we can understand many things about it. We can understand it was real. It's not pretending or playing. Jesus was a real human being. Not only was it real, it was for keeps. It was forever. Fully and forever enfleshed, man and God, two natures in one person. What makes you and me human? He became. What we were meant to be, he lives out every second of his life. He experienced everything that we do, apart from what the Bible calls our sin. He gave up his home in heaven, and he would go on, as many of the songs have taught us and told us, he would go on to lay down his life on earth. He didn't lose his life. It wasn't taken from him. He laid it down. One day, talking to disciples before his death, he simply said this: the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And in laying it down, he experienced sin in one way, its judgment and punishment, so that we need not. The Bible says this: he who knew no sin was made sin for us, so that we might become what the Bible calls the righteousness of God. In other words, as sinless as he was. And that becomes true of any who take, trust, and are transformed by Jesus. Now that's a plan and a half, isn't it? Inexperienced in sin, untainted by the mess that we make for ourselves and for others, he became the completeness of sin, taking its punishment so that we who deserve its punishment are set free to know nothing but the Father's acceptance. That's a plan. It is a rescue. During the telling of the Christmas story, you might not have recognized it. Stable, star, shepherds, wise men, familiar songs. But it was a rescue for people just like me and people just like you. It might sound like a risky rescue, but it's done and dusted. Completely succeeded. All has been done. And those who trust in him for that rescue adore him. And that's what we're going to do now. We're going to stand and sing our last carol together. It's entitled, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Shall we stand and sing? seated. Thank you. I'm going to draw the service to a conclusion. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to hand over to Ben, and they're going to take us through some Christmas greetings from around the world. Let's pray together. Eternal God, full of mercy and love and grace, we worship you for the rescue that you have secured through Jesus Christ. We thank you for this part of the story that we've heard read and we've rejoiced in. We thank you for Christ coming, that we may be made right with you forever and ever. We thank you that he came as a child and he became sin for us, that we might be set free to serve you without fear, in peace and in gladness. Lord, we just sung words about adoring you. We do adore you. Help us to adore you for the first time and again and again. Lord, we thank you for this occasion, this service. We thank you for being with us, for helping all who have taken part. We do rejoice in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I'm going to hand over to Ben. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben. Good evening. You may have detected a few different accents tonight. Yes? And that's not just from our pastor. Every Thursday evening we meet a group of international friends to we're privileged to lead them through to learn different English phrases and words each week. Seriously, it means so much for you to join us here tonight. And as members of the church and as your teachers, it really means so much. And you know that we love you so much. In fact, I think perhaps I wasn't the only one with a slight tear in my eye when you were up here reading in our tongue. Thank you so much. Could I ask those of you who are from the various countries, Lithuania, Regina, could you come up, please? Latvia, Yanis, or it's up to you. Thank you. If you could just stand there. Latvia, Vietnamese. Is Sin. Could you come down, please? Moldovan. Thanks. Darina. Ukraine. Thank you. Galina. Italy. Italiano. And Polish. Maciek. Thank you. And Nick. Zambia. Thank you. Now then, this is going to be a test. We're turning the tables here because every week we teach this group English and it's foreign to them. And I'd like you to experience, like us to experience, what that feels like. So I've asked them if they could greet you simply Merry Christmas or Happy Christmas in their language, and we want to hear how you get on. Okay, so it's going to be something like this. And then when we finish, Nick will bring us to the end. And at the back, you'll see that we have a lot more than just mince pies, thanks to our group here. So you've a Christmas taste from around the world. So I'll start us off, and you will then set the standard for how we're going to go through. I'm particularly looking forward to Vietnamese. Okay, and they're not to stand down until they're happy with how the response is. Okay. So, hi, my name is Ben. I'm from the UK. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Okay, Lithuania.
My name is Regina. I come from Lithuania. Laimingų šventų kalėdų. Šventų kalėdų. Thanks, ačiū.
Yeah.
My name is Solveiga. I am from Latvia. Priecīgus Ziemassvētkus. Ziemassvētkus. Paldies.
Hi, my name is Sin. I come from Vietnam. And we say, Giáng sinh vui vẻ.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Dorina. I am from Moldova, and we say Crăciun fericit.
Crăciun fericit.
Good.
Hi, my name is Galina. I am from Ukraine, and we say Щасливого Різдва. Very good. Щасливого Різдва. Very good.
I am Pietro from Italy. Buon Natale a tutti voi.
Buon Natale a tutti voi.
Good.
Hi, my name is Maciek. I'm of Polish parentage. Both my parents are Polish. And in Poland, they say Wesołych Świąt.
Are we ready, guys? Okay, my name is Nicola. I'm from Southport. But in the northern part of Zambia, they speak Bemba. And this is what they say. Christu, Abe, Nenu, Muli, Ino, Nishuku, Nukulu, Yamweze. After three, one, two, three. Very good.
Thank you very much. And again, please can we thank our friends who've helped us through this evening. And you can do that by partaking in some of the gifts that they brought to the back. But thank you very much again. Merry Christmas.